to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Saturday, the 25th of January. I think it is the 25th, right? From what I can see on the calendar, maybe it's not. Anyhow, we're getting there. The end of the month, beginning of February. Anything could happen at any time. You know, with this impeachment circus, which apparently nobody is watching, taking place in the Senate right now, and the itinerary for this week and what will allegedly take place, that means nothing to me. You know, what's going to happen starting today and tomorrow and the line of witnesses and all of the, you know, the going back and forth. It could last, according to the Washington Post, New York Times, it could last many weeks if both sides have their share of fun and they get more chances for more motions to continue or not continue. The defense team taking center stage this week. Well, you know what? Watch for some distractions, but very real false flag attacks. I say that because guns have always been the issue. Gun control and disarmament of the people domestically and the nation internationally. And we have in our legislature now, we have, I guess it's Gabrielle Giffords. Her real name is, I forget now, she was the first Jewish congresswoman in the state of Arizona, I guess. She had that little thing called a shooting in which a federal judge was shot dead. You remember the one that was overturning Obama's decisions having to do with every illegal act Obama was trying to get through, through the executive branch being struck down. Well, anyway, Gabrielle Giffords is coming to my state very shortly, and they have a series of bills in the hopper in the legislature now. One of them banning the 3D guns, you know, the 3D printouts of the modifications of guns. Another one, of course, is the all-out assault weapons bans and so on and so forth. And what is happening is gun owners, Second Amendment advocates, people of goodwill who don't even own guns are now coming out to the state capitals. And just Thursday in Rhode Island, we had, it was estimated by the state police, the state capitol police, there were anywhere between 1,250 and 2,500 people for a Second Amendment rally. So, Channel 12, the local channel, you know, Channel 10, owned by Sinclair Broadcasting, they did a pretty good job with the reporters of reporting on the Second Amendment rally. I noticed, though, in the Providence Journal, which is edited by the executive editor, Alan Rosenberg, that what they did was to quote somebody from South Carolina. They quoted somebody from Tennessee, from Massachusetts, and it made it appear to me like what they were doing was trying to suggest that there were a number of outsiders coming in, that the NRA may have been bussing in thousands of people to attend these rallies. Now, we don't have enough people in this state who care enough about their First and Second and Third Amendment rights. Well, I don't believe that was true, but I do believe that's what they were trying to convey in the journal, naturally. They're really, really on their last leg, the Providence Journal, and they're really getting so desperate that it's absolutely beyond the pale for them. So what do? You know, they paint that picture of a bunch of rednecks and a bunch of, you know, vested, you know, radical extremist MAGA people who are just trying to show their bravadoism, and they're trying to show off their metal chests and their metal breastplates, you know, like in Virginia. What, we just had that rally there, and now we have more proposed gun control legislation, red flag legislation, which they've already passed here in my state, Rhode Island. In any event, with all of this taking place, and this show, if you will, this show of camaraderie amongst the people who support the Second Amendment, and as I said, not all gun owners, that something afoul smells in the air. It's too quiet. Too many of the media are focused in on the Senate hearings and the Senate trial of Donald Trump. Is it time for another false flag? Or maybe a series of false flags like we had within a matter of a week, four or five of them across the country, several months back last year? It may very well be. It may be time for all of that. So keep your powder dry, praise the Lord, and pass the binoculars. Get your eyes focused on what the goal is. The goal is to impose a martial law scenario on this country. The goal is to impose order out of chaos, the chaos that will erupt from a civil war, civil strife in America. Now, right now, I want to play for you a segment going back in time, oh, to the 1970s, I believe, and it was called the Dick Cavett Show. Maybe some of you remember that cute little guy, Dick Cavett, that was probably about 4 feet, 5 inches tall. And he had this variety show, this guest show, you know, and he did the same kinds of things Merv Griffin did and all of these other TV talk shows. Well, he had on the governor of Georgia, I believe, and that was Lester Maddox. And he brought him on, and then Lester Maddox, who was too powerful, a powder keg for him, so I guess he decided to storm off the show. And in one case, another segment, Dick Cavett walked off his own show because of people like Maddox and George Wallace and so on and so forth. Well, anyway, here's a segment I want to begin with you of Lester Maddox. There was some representative of some black organization and Dick Cavett in the middle of all of this. And this goes back, as I said, a number of years, decades ago, when the same civil strife, civil war scenario in the so-called civil rights movement was raging across America. Let's hear what they were saying. Listen to this. This is the music.
Governor, what have you done for the blacks in your state?
Well, they came to my office in the beginning and said what they wanted done. I said, well, I'm not going to make any decisions based on black people or white people or any other group. It's going to be based on what's best for this state. We've had more of them to visit with us in the governor's office and the governor's mansion than in all the history of the state. We've employed more of them in responsible positions, placed them on the selective service boards, on state constitutional boards, more than all the governors in the history of the state. And they've become a part of their government for the first time.
Yeah, I was surprised. I did a lot of reading on you, and I found that you had appointed a great number of blacks to the
More than all the governors in the history of the state, we do ours on the basis of who is best qualified, and it has nothing to do with their color. That's the reason I'm glad you've asked that question, because they've been all directed tonight similarly at trying to, in the other direction. But I think we ought to, Dick, talk about the positive things more in this country than what we're doing.
I know that when you were elected, a lot of people were just horrified, and they said that people in Atlanta, some of them stayed home from work and all and didn't know quite what to do, and that then your administration has surprised a number of people in that sense that you have neither been a segregationist's dream, no, in one sense, I mean an extremist segregationist, nor the liberals' darling on the other hand, certainly.
We based our decision on people.
Did you have a kind
state.
Of change of heart when you came into
to
office?
All of them. None whatsoever. I've always based my decisions in business and in steel mills and factories and plants wherever I've worked all along. And the only people that were surprised, Dick, were those that had been misinformed. The people that knew Lester Maddox, the people I had been associated with and all my life, knew that I would be fair and just to every citizen, regardless of whether he's from rural or black or white or urban. Rich or poor. And we've had more, like I say, we've had more black and white people to visit with us there in the governor's mansion, the governor's office, than in all the history of the state, and even at this time.
I know you're...
We're having more black people to visit in the governor's mansion and the governor's office than all the other 50 governor's offices in the United States, even at this time.
Yeah, I hear the door is always open, which is rare in today's politics, and you do have people...
Well, we try to run the governor's office like you run your own business, your own home.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any problems from the bigots in the South?
Have any problems with us?
From the white bigots, because you did so much for the black man.
What do you mean, which white bigots? The black ones and white ones I have trouble with from time to
time. No, I said white bigots.
I have because, the black races and the white races that create some problems.
Did you have any problems from the white races because you did so much for the black people?
Mr. Brown asked you, Governor Maddox, if you'd had any trouble from your white admirers for the fact that you
he
have done
some
things.
He didn't say admirers, sir.
No, he said bigots.
Well, why didn't you say it like he said?
You have me there.
Why didn't you say it? Now, see that what I'm talking about, Dick?
I do see
you
it,
you take
yes.
words
there
and twist them
of...
around and you mislead the people in the audience and all. You ought to start being honest, all of you, with your words and what you're saying to people. You said admirers and he said bigots. A lot of difference, isn't there?
Yes, I feel like a bigger
person. Why do you want to mislead the people like that?
I didn't mean to mislead the people. It is a good question, though, isn't it?
It's a good question, but for you to come back and call bigots my admirers is a farce. It's a act of hypocrisy. It's a terrible way to treat a guest on your show, and you know it. Huh?
You know he's right about that.
Why don't you apologize to the people for calling people that are my admirers bigots?
Now, wait a minute. I'll take you half seriously on this,
people,
but I won't.
We got over 4 million people in Georgia that are of my friends, and I call admirers, and you're calling them all bigots.
No, I'm not.
Now, you apologize to them.
No, I won't.
All right.
Oh, no, don't. Please, please.
No. You better apologize.
No. Sit down. I'll explain it. Let me see.
I'll answer his question when you apologize to people.
Let me see if I can focus in
bigots.
On that. If, in fact, I have
I
called...
I got friends that are black and white and admirers, and they're none of them bigots.
May I now answer?
Yes, sir.
If I called any of your admirers bigots... who are not bigots, I apologize. All right. Please return. Now let the governor answer. Please.
I wouldn't accept that on... representing the people of Georgia under any circumstance, you're saying that some of them are bigots. If you can't be fair, if you can't be decent, you don't belong on television. I don't belong here with you.
I hope you'll stay. I know there are white bigots.
Well, why don't
you
apologize to people of Georgia, those friends of mine, for calling them bigots?
I think I may.
Now, either you do it, I'm going to leave now, Dick. Which one are you going
to do? Wait a minute. Please don't leave.
Well, you apologize
like to
people of Georgia. And he owes him an apology, too. The only biggest that I know.
Wait.
You wait a minute. You wait a minute. The only biggest that ever I've been involved with came out of New York, New Jersey. The white ones that came from New York, New Jersey, came down there and tried to destroy the South and tell the lies about what's going on in our part of the country, which is one of the leading parts of the country, moving forward in all areas today.
Uh-huh.
Governor.
And the only biggest I've ever had to come in there were the white ones that came from your city and from New Jersey to try to wreck the soil. Now, Dick, I'm gonna give you 1 minute to apologize to the people you call biggest in Georgia. I'm gonna leave your show. Now you do whatever you want to about it.
Wait a minute. What are the terms? Wait a minute.
You got 1 minute to tell them that you don't call any Georgian a bigot.
How much time do I have?
Right. Please. Governor, I find you most interesting. You're a most interesting man. There's something likable about you at your most outrageous moments. And
what do you mean outrageous moments?
I honestly don't know how seriously to take you at
now,
this moment
you
because
about
I don't
outrageous
think
moments?
I don't think I have consciously offended anyone, and I didn't mean to. And if I have unconsciously offended anyone, then there's no need to apologize because it was an accident.
Well, tell them that you've made a mistake then.
I would say that I phrased the question in a way that was not exactly accurate in the sense that he did say bigots. Have any white bigots been upset because you have done certain things
but
for the blacks?
You came back and said my admirers, and you haven't apologized yet, and you got 15 seconds.
All right, now let me use those 15 seconds. I apologize for suggesting that a bigot would be the way of characterizing all of your admirers.
No, sir. Good night.
Wait a minute. There's more time.
Good night, sir.
I'm sorry the governor left. He may be back after this message. We will.
All right. Okay. That was fun, wasn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Now, that was several decades ago, and you notice how the things have changed now through the Talmudization of this nation and how now a whole generation has passed. You know, it's one thing to see people get along, and that's wonderful. I mean, you know, you obviously don't want a nation of civil strife. But on the other hand, why has it done so? What has happened with the old Southern Democrats? Well, they become Northern Democrats and Northern Republicans. You know, for the most part, you can go from Mississippi to Carolinas, to, you know, Tennessee, to the Deep South and all over Alabama, and you could find today Lester Maddox could not be a governor of those states or a George Wallace. Their time had come, and they did it well. In a time when the whole civil rights movement was not a movement of peace, but a movement of war, the way I see it. War on the Constitution, war on the sovereignty of the states, to be sure. It was not about freedom and democracy, quite the contrary. Why? I can prove my point. As you see, with the Civil Rights Act being passed and the 1968 era, that was an era of great violence in legislation. The Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, then you had the 1968 Gun Control Act. You had a whole host of pieces of legislation, unconstitutional as they were and are to be sure, passed that now created a new plethora, if you will, a new volley of legislation and statutory control over not only state government, but over individuals, which is in direct violation of the 10th Amendment. But who cares about the Constitution? After all, Mr. Schiff made that very clear, didn't he? When he says in so many words that we have a president that breaks the law, that we have an administration that's proud of breaking the law, and we either are a nation of laws and a nation of democracy, or we're not. Can you imagine saying that with straight face? You know, there was a time when you could all say the American public, you know, wanting to lynch all of them and say, put them up on the gallows. This is outrageous. But now we've become anesthetized, you see, as a nation. We have become cauterized, so we don't feel anything anymore. We don't even take notice of it. As the polls are showing, basically most people are yawning. They're yawning at this nonsense going on in Washington, at a tremendous amount of money being spent on lawyers. Everybody is suing everybody else. You know, they're suing CNN, CNN is suing Fox, Fox is suing ABC, they're all suing each other, and I'll tell you, I mean, I should have been a lawyer. I really should have been. But I couldn't have been, because then I'd have to lie, and I'd have to be deceptive. I'd have to go before a judge who's probably corrupt, though not all are, and then have to play the game. And it is a game. Most of those in Congress you hear now are all lawyers. They're all politician lawyers. They're all bureaucrats. They're all criminals. Not really lawmakers, but lawbreakers. So it is humorous, as an aside, in the sense, historically speaking, that this is the time, I guess you could say, of the 1,400-day reign of Caligula in Rome. Was it 1,400 days that he ruled, I believe? And you're seeing that now. You're actually seeing the total debauchery
coming into view
of a country.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Thank you.
generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back now, and Art from Philly, I believe, has just called in and wants to chime in on what we've been doing today. So let's welcome him aboard. Hello, Art. How are you?
Hello, Rick, and hello, RBN. It was
Thank you.
Fantastic show you had there with Mr. Wilcox. I would have loved to ask him a question about Operation Underworld, if he saw any ties to Lansky and Luciano and what they did at the Navy Yard up in New York City. And
wow.
If it had any direct ties with the assassination of Patton.
That would have been a great question, yeah. Well, when we have him back, I'm sure he'll come back again. We could ask him that question, yeah. Very true. But, you know, the Manhattan Project by in and of itself, very interesting because at Brown University, which, as you know, is the Annenberg University of Rhode Island, the Ivy League college, they had a president, Dr. Hornick, who was one of those who actually worked with the Manhattan Project. And there were some others as well. And to me, in my interpretation of it, looking at it from my lens, it was a very, 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 very evil presence that took place there. I can understand the secrecy and all of the justification, but when you look at what they were trying to do, Einstein, people like that, they were deadly afraid that the Germans and the so-called enemies would have the bomb. But like I said, the Soviet Union had it, and there was a stalemate. And it could just as easily have been the Germans and the Japanese. And quite frankly, it would have been far more civilized had it been that way, in my opinion. That's how I feel about it.
Right. Yeah, it basically, a nuclear weapon comes down to either you use it and you create a lot of kinetic destruction, or it becomes a political negotiation point. And that's what it became with Russia and the U.S. And we also see that now with Korea. You know, now they got the bomb, and it's like, hey, now you got to negotiate with us. You can't nuke us. Otherwise, there'll be consequences to you that you won't accept. So that's how I see it.
I mean, we agree on that, I think. And what did you think of, we're just playing Lester Maddox and the Civil Rights Wars and what's going on now with the same battle once again in America? What did you think of what he was saying to Dick Cavett and his guests?
That was actually pretty, you know, he was pretty on, you know, it's very interesting there, you know, about him addressing bigotry and the way they did it. I didn't get everything that was going on in the dialogue there, but I think, you know, he took it on task, and, you know, Dick Cavett had some issues with being able to be challenged on those issues.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it all depends on who is pointing the finger outward, don't you think?
Right. And I'm looking, you know, you also mentioned, you know, the impeachment. Let's be practical. One thing, they need 67 votes, two-thirds of the Senate to vote for it. So they don't have the vote. So in that respect, we could talk about it to a blue in the face, but it's not going to be there. The real concern is what it's showing is how precarious the American system of government is to a coup from the Zionist Bolshevik people. You know, look at Schiff. Okay. I mean, look at this. What they do is they got our troops overseas fighting wars. Okay, they got control of our bank, you know, putting us into financial distress. They got folks like Biden who are basically doing social engineering to the families, wrecking them. You got them bringing in mass immigration into the country, okay, to displace. And, you know, we can see, for instance, Goldman Sachs, David Solomon just said, any new initial public offerings of businesses in America, if the board of directors is all white, we won't support or fund them. Okay, so we can see the reverse discrimination that's going on throughout. And in that respect, what I like about the conservative movement, which is reflected by some of the policies that the Trump administration is doing, I'm definitely in favor of being more conservative in this country. As far as actually, you know, the Trump administration being, you know, the limelight for the conservative movement, I like the fact that many people in America are rallying on that viewpoint. But I think at the same time, they realize that they might be standing on quicksand with the, you know, the actions of what Trump is actually doing. And we see that he's caving in, you know, more and more to the influence of the state of Israel and what they want versus just
right. Yeah, right now, Netanyahu is talking about we're gonna outdo our little puppet Trump there in the White House, and we're going to assume that it's all annexed now. The West Bank, we're going to unite and unify Jerusalem, one city, our city, regardless of what Trump may passively say about it. Okay, and this is typical arrogance. This is typical of that seed line, you know, of Cain. They want it all. They own it all. God gave it to them, and this is what they say. So all of this is taking place now with virtually passive non-response from these Democrats. If they want an issue to go after Trump on, that would be the issue, among others. You know, here they are selling out American objectivity, if there is any such thing. You know, American honesty and fair, you know, fairness of brokerage of alleged peace by a guy who's sacrificing all of this on the altar of political expediency with his bosses, Adelson and Netanyahu. What could be more treasonous? What could be more of an act of a betrayal of the American public, high crimes and misdemeanors? To me, that's it, period, you know?
It looks like we'll catch up on the other side.
All right, be right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All right, we're back. We have this half hour now before we finish today's program. Short and sweet. Art, did you have any comment on what I just said about this latest venture by Trump's bosses?
No, actually, I think you hit it right on the nose. I wanted to point out one thing that I see is right now we just have four companies that hit over $1 trillion in net worth, which is Google, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Apple. Now, if you notice, three of those companies are owned by, how would you say, people of Jewish origin. What a coincidence. And also, they have very strong ties to Israel, including Apple, for, you know, basically supporting the hate laws by the anti-defamation league, Mr. Starbucks there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one thing I agree with on the Democrats is, you know, both with Bernie Sanders and with Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, they're saying that we should, you know, break up the companies. And I actually agree with them. I think we do need to impose antitrust on these companies when they get that big, because I think they're actually doing more harm than good to the American communities and our business sector. So that's one point
and
I want to bring up.
You know, how did they get that big? You know, you've brought it up many times, and I've talked about it as well, about the mergers and acquisitions really getting underway in the 80s more than anything else and evolving into this debt structure that one company gobbles up another. And that is not free market capitalism. That's the thing that incensed me. That's not an example of competitive free market capitalism. It's a credit system. It's a debt system. And it is about government private partnerships. It's not about strictly free enterprise, is it?
No. The root cause of it is basically the money's coming from the Federal Reserve Bank. And like you said, it started back in the Reagan era when the 82 or 86 Tax Reform Act, one of those two, they allowed mergers and acquisitions. And if you remember what Stalin said, how did he control Eastern Europe? He said he did it through mergers and acquisitions. All right, now we look at the Wall Street, you know, and basically these companies, the initial public offerings, and look who runs the venture capitalist funds. It's basically many financiers of the Jewish community who have direct ties to the Federal Reserve Bank. If you look at why the stock market is booming right now, again, it's the Federal Reserve Bank boosting it up. And where is the money going? It's going into the stocks like, you know, the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, you know, and on down the line there. So we can see, we can definitely see that basically, if you want to know the root cause of our problem, is that Fed Bank. These banks, these companies wouldn't be trillion-dollar banks if it wasn't the Federal Reserve Bank printing money and then putting it in through stock investments into these companies. That's how they got so big, through our stealing, debasing the currency and putting it into these companies. That's how I say it.
Oh, yeah, and then on Google, YouTube, they've got the Thought Police, the ADL mom, which has boasted that it's just begun to purge everything offline that is not pleasing to them. I mean, you have a dictatorship of the mind. You have this criminal cabal that is going to determine what you can think, not just what you can say, but what you can think as well. And this has to be, as I say, an example of real bigotry. So they talk about bigots and bigotry. Are they pointing the fingers back in their mirror? No, they're not even looking in the mirror. But those are the bigots. The intellectual bigots. They don't want anybody to think out of the box. See, we can't think on our own. We can't do what some have done in their own circles, you know, have come out, Bobby Fischer for one, and said, look, I'm going to name some names. This is the way it is. And if you don't agree with me, fine, argue with me. No, they don't want an argument. You know why? Because the ADL mafia loses every single argument. That's why. They cannot debate. They do not debate the Holocaust theory. They do not debate any of these others. And even, you know, their big global push now is the global warming, the carbon emissions tax. This is what they're aiming for. It's all about control and creating a one-world super state. This is what they're doing. Okay, let's take some calls now. We have a few calls. 1-800-313-9443. Anything we've talked about up till now and whatever else. Okay, let's talk to Mark first in Georgia, and then Chance, you'll be next. Okay, Mark.
Yes. Oh, hey there. I was wondering if you've heard of this book, Freedom Betrayed. From what I heard, it was, when I say it's published, I mean they may have printed up copies, but they obstructed it by former President Hoover. That basically only recently has it come out, and I've got it as an EPUB, but it's like 900 pages saying basically we were on the wrong side of World War II. That basically vilification, I try to be clear to people, that vilification makes people look evil in the sight of men, but God's not fooled, because the truth is they're sinners and so are we. And it's illegitimate to argue that Germans were more deceived than we were because they lost the war. That sound reasonable?
Oh, it's more than reasonable. It's true. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely true. You know, the history is bunk. Yeah, it's baloney. As we know, history is nothing more than subjectivity. There is no real objective basis or strictures for history. It's who has the money, who has the ink, who owns the media, and who tells the story. And when you had in the case of World War II, still occupying, we're still, through NATO, we are preventing what the Germans tried to do, and that was to end communism. So we promoted communism. We saved
communism. Well, I think there's something to be clarified. When you say history, you mean the official account of history, because there's what actually happened, authentic history. And you're, I don't know if you're familiar with Abbeville Institute, but they're kind of debunking the I guess you could call it mono dulos, only slavery. The uncivil war was all about slavery. It was mainly about the fact that money was being plundered from the South and squandered in the North. And the thing is, I believe in being fair to everyone. And the thing is, it's necessary to distinguish the man from the myth. The real Hitler, I think he was used, but there's the mythical Hitler according to the German delusion, and then there's the mythical Hitler according to the vilification, that here's this evil monster who caused it all, when all along he was blamed for things that he did not cause. You know, just like Hoover was not responsible for the Great Depression, although it was blamed on him because he happened to be president when the crash, which had the necessary correction been allowed to take their course, would have things could have bounced back, but they intentionally exacerbated the Great Depression for the purpose of concentrating wealth in the hands of the few. And that's where I believe one of the solutions we really need is a jubilee, which, you know, I don't see any place in there about pardoning debt, but if somebody loans you counterfeit money, what do you owe them? So the thing I'm refining what you're saying is that when you say history, you mean the official account rather than authentic history based on fairness, based on examination, rather than presumption. And am I clarifying what you were saying there?
Yeah, it's the what we would call the routine narrative, if you will, the narrative that's been postulated throughout all of the media. You know, we're right, they're wrong, and that settles it. No, it doesn't settle it, and that's why they never show footage of the cities that were bombed in Germany, in Hamburg, and so forth, Cologne, and what remains. When you see the structures, don't forget everything was bombed. Hospitals were bombed, for goodness sake. Churches were bombed. People in them. And they didn't bomb military exclusively, but they did not bomb, my understanding, in Germany, they did not bomb the factories that were owned by the Farbens, the Jewish family. They were told to avoid bombing those factories, and they were still owned by them under Hitler. So, you know, it's who do you want to believe, who do you trust? I don't trust any of it unless I can see it objectively for myself. And I can't see all of the facts because many of the facts have been buried, as you know. It's just archival, and people are just discovering things now they never even knew before. And as you say, the official narrative is one thing, but what are the facts? Thank you very much, Mark, for your point. I appreciate your call.
The bottom line is, God knows.
We're going to move on to, Chance in West Virginia now. You're welcome. Hello, Chance.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. Another great show, gentlemen. I don't think you're capable of ever having a boring show. The reason why I really enjoyed that Lester Maddox clip. Lester Maddox clip. I was impressed by Maddox's sincerity to his Georgia citizens and by not backing down or giving ground to Dick Cavett. You don't see that from these wussy politicians nowadays anymore.
And his quick wit, you know, he had a quick wit and very sharp reflexes. No, you don't. You don't see politics. You see politicians doing what today? Yes, him or no, him. Well, I can out-Democrat the Democrats. I'm a Republican. I'm for civil rights, too. I'm for war, too, if it's war for Israel. I'm for all these things, too. Only we want to make a better job of it, you know? That's
well,
the Republican.
He had a backbone. He refused to give ground. He stood up for his Georgia citizens. I was really impressed by that. Like I said, it's a thing we just don't see anymore. Those days, unfortunately, are gone, I suppose. But Rick and Art, keep up the great work. You have an excellent show. Excellent show. I look forward to Saturday. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you. Thank you, Chance. Well, appreciate the compliments, and you may not agree, but that's okay. We allow those points as well. I mean, obviously, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but I think most of the audience here is as we say in our appeal for help, for support, that we do offer you a chance to learn more than you can probably anywhere else, you know, Art. And that's just the way it is here at RBN. So we do covet your contributions and your support of the network. Now, it's interesting this week, you know, with reading the Times of Israel, all of the interesting things that are happening there and what's going on, as I say, with Harvey Weinstein, with people like that, and whether or not he's going to be able to pull it off, whether Weinstein or not is going to do, you know, the real flip side of what happened to Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby got the nail driven through him. I don't see that happening with Harvey Weinstein at this point. What do you think, Art?
Well, we'll wait and see when it, you know, basically he's going to trial next week for, we'll see what happens. I agree with you. I think there's a lot of politics behind the scene. Now, with respect to Cosby, first he was investigated by the prior DA, Bruce Castor of Montgomery County, says there wasn't enough there to prosecute him. And then he had, the next guy became the DA for Montgomery County, Kevin Steele, who was backed by the Zionist control right there in Abington and Shetland, controlled by Netanyahu. And he says his campaign promise was if he became the DA for Montgomery County, he was going to go after Bill Cosby. So whether he's innocent or not, I can't foresee. But I can definitely say that Kevin Steele had a political agenda there to basically nail him to the cross and didn't care about justice and wanted to make sure he was nailed because that was his campaign to his friends in the Bolshevik community. That's what I see.
I do feel that he got a bum deal, Cosby, right. And I'm not saying, you know, that I love all of his past deeds or any of things he's always stood for, but he has, you know, he's been out of the mainstream. And, you know, he's like a number of other blacks in this country, some of them who joined the NAACP and then quit because, or got fired because they started speaking out of class, you know?
Right. And remember F. Lee Bailey, who started his legal career in Montgomery County, says it's the most corrupt court system in the entire country. And that's also where the Annenberg's Radnor estate is located. So you can put two and two together there with respect to that.
Right. There's some headlines in the, you know, we talk about Watch Jerusalem on this program, and I like to bring it up as we have time. Right now we do have a couple of minutes, so I'm laughing because Prince Charles, you know, has visited Jerusalem, and you know the first place he went to, the Holocaust Museum, and of course he said that it was such a shocking event, what he saw and what he read on the walls and so forth, and after all, it was his grandmother that helped to save Jews in World War II. I don't know if she did anything to save the Germans or if she did anything to save those French and those Austrians. And when the Soviets took over at the end of the war, they went through and raped over 100,000 young women, many of them not even in their teens. I don't know what she did for them. But the BBC now has been accused of linking Israel's treatment of Palestinians to the Holocaust complex. Can you believe that one? I find that hard to believe.
Right. Just don't hold them accountable for what they're doing in Palestine. Yeah, it was such a horrible thing that happened. Right. It's such a horrible thing from there. We should learn the lessons of that. Now let's go kill the Palestinians in our neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's our land. God gave us the land. We are the children of Jacob, not you people in America and in Europe. We're the true descendants of Jacob and Israel. Doesn't that say that in Genesis? No, it doesn't. But anyway, they say it's our land and the land of Bethel, you know, the land of the house of bread, if you will. We are the children of God and Abraham. Now, Christ had something else to say. He didn't say that. He says, if you were of Abraham's seed, you would love me. Instead, you seek to murder me. So I don't know, there's a disparity here that doesn't quite fit. But once again, you know, we have the same old claims that there are swastikas painted everywhere now in New Zealand and Australia, and behind every oak tree now that might be somewhere in the United States, every mailbox now in New York City and Brooklyn, there's a swastika and a death to the Jews and so on and so forth. Well, we had a couple of incidents like that in my state of Rhode Island, and they have cameras everywhere. One was a synagogue, and they had painted on there the swastika. And never, you know, the police never lose a moment's sleep when it comes to a Jewish victim or perceived rabbinical victim, okay? So they go all out. They never nabbed anybody. They never accused it. This has been several years now. Nothing came of it. But the word was out that we are victims, and that's all they had to show on the media, on news. Another one was a bike path. And they did the same thing there. Swastikas and everything. Cameras everywhere, but no arrests. There were no one apprehended. Could it be, maybe, that it was a hoax? I doubt it. All right. Come back, folks. Last minute call. Join us. Rick Adams, Uncensored with Art from Philly.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Minutes left, folks. Don't forget Andrew Carrington Hitchcock online, ACH, I believe. That's what it is now, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Go right to him. Listen to his programs every week. He has a bevy of great shows with Americans, Europeans, nationalists, freedom fighters, and a whole host of others. Let's take a couple of calls now, Art, before we run out of time. Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Regarding World War II, the Nazis, all these, and you're right, you got to know your history, and you'll never understand it if you just study one source. It takes a lot of homework before you get the big picture. Hitler was a puppet like the rest of them. They needed World War II to get to the creation in a modern state of Israel, plain and simple, and he helped destroy Germany. The savior of Germany left Germany more worse off than after World War One. Hello? Scumbag escaped to South America, and the Jews, mm-hmm. the Zionist Christ killers, they never went after him, did they? They went after all the low-level Nazis. But Hitler, no, they never touched him. Okay? And if... assassinations like the Colonel von Stauffenberg and other German military men, they were patriots of Germany trying to save Germany from what inevitably came of it. Hitler was no good, plain and simple. And he was a puppet, like everybody else. And the Germans were duped just as bad as the Americans are, not worse, just as bad. Because the Americans today are in the same boat. Regarding the Christ killers over there in the Middle East, nobody throws at them, well, we're God's chosen people, he gave us this land. Yeah, well, it also says in the Bible, in the Old Testament, he kicked you out of that land because you're no good. So don't tell us you belong there. He kicked you out of it.
Well, they were never given the title of land. You say they were thrown off the land, and the true Israelite people were in the land, and then they were told they were going to leave that land and go to the New Jerusalem in this age, which was Europe and America and North America and Australia and so forth. These are in Isaiah chapter 14, I believe you will see it, where you see that my people will develop a new language, a new custom. They will not even know who they are until the very end, but their identity will continue. I never forgot them. They're here, the 12 tribes of Israel. Not that one group that says they're Judah and are not. That's a lie, you see?
It was a Judah. The tribe of Judah was the main tribe in Palestine when the Romans owned it all. But yes, that's all true. But they split up because they went into Northern Europe and all throughout Europe because they fought amongst themselves. So God said, "Okay, I got to split you guys up." And so that's all true. The history of Europe is we are the true Israelites. That's a fact. And unfortunately, they kept that suppressed from us. And God said, "I'll make a new covenant." But also in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, Rick. Okay.
Yes,
well, I was just going to say, in the Old Testament, God makes it clear, I'm going to make a new covenant with a new people. My covenant with you is over. Who's the new people? It's us. We got all the blessings, and those Christ killers are stealing them. And last, I just want to say, yes, the Federal Reserve has to go. We got to get lawful money, gold and silver, paper certificates backed by gold and silver. Otherwise, we'll never truly be free, and we'll never have a constitutional republic again.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good weekend. And we got one more if we can bring him up. We haven't got much time. Jack in California.
Hey, they never did anything for my 4 million ancestors, Armenian immigrants. My grandmother spoke Aramaic. Hey, this Trump guy is a puppet, and this impeachment's doing nothing more than polarizing American culture more. We've got high-degree Freemasons on both aisles in the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, and they're playing that dialectic Ordo Ab Cal, right? That two heads on one body of the Phoenix on their Masonic wall, creating chaos
from the comfort of your home. We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever made.
Good point. Thank you, and you too, Art. Thank you again for your contribution. See you next time.
And you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and
and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast.